GoPro stock options began trading today, less than 2 weeks after the company went public. Maybe someone took a video of buying the options with their GoPro camera mounted to their forehead. We'll have to see. But one thing we do know is that the company has been on a tear recently. It's been around for 10 years and has already spawned a whole new category of cameras. And Lauren Good, with our friends at the tech news site Recode, has been looking into all of them. And she joins us now from KQED in San Francisco. Lauren, welcome.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, what is the big deal with these cameras, first of all?
What is the big deal with these little cameras?
Yeah.
Is possibly the question we should be asking. Well, the idea is that they are point-of-view action cameras that consumers can wear somewhere on their bodies, whether it's on their wrist or their chest or their head, and basically film all of the really cool things that they're doing. You know, we're talking base jumping or diving into deep seas or whatever it is, you know, surfing, whatever it is that you like to do as a weekend warrior. You can now record it with these simple little cameras and share the videos with your friends.
And is the main market still people doing those action adventure sports?
Well, that's a really good question. I have a colleague who likes to say that these POV action cameras are for narcissists. But I think that this whole category, you know, it's really benefited from a few things, right? This idea of taking images of oneself or videos of oneself is something that everyone does now, not just narcissists, right? And wearable technology is this emerging category that people are really getting more comfortable with wearing tech on their bodies. So now we're seeing that it's not just the daredevils or weekend warriors that are using these types of action cameras, but you're also seeing it being used at rock concerts, or a lot of people have seen the popular video of the fireman saving a kitten. The fireman was wearing a GoPro on his suit. And even some journalists and photographers are really getting into using these cameras to get unique or different angles from what they're already shooting. So we're seeing the devices become a little bit more mainstream beyond just the thrill seekers.
Well, and we're also seeing competitors come up out of the woodwork. Garmin and Sony have come out with devices like this. How do they compare? You've been looking at all of them.
That's right. It's a tough job, but somebody had to do it. A couple weeks ago, I did take a bunch of these different POV action cameras and put them to the test. I will say that I think that the Garmin Verb Elite, which is $400, is a very worthy competitor to GoPro. And I think that that's a device that will appeal to pretty serious athletes. For example, you can monitor your heart rate on the camera while you're shooting video, provided that you're wearing a heart rate strap or something similar. The camera has an accelerometer in it. It has GPS. It has a view screen. And so there are a lot of things that would make this really appealing for athletes. I attached it to my bike, and as I was bike riding, I could not only shoot video, see my heart rate. The downside of the Garmin Verb Elite is that compared to something like the GoPro, it is pretty big and bulky. I mean, I wore it on my shoulder, and it kind of felt like I had a parrot on my shoulder rather than this little camera that I could forget about. And so it feels like a little bit more of a commitment maybe than something like the GoPro.
How does this all fit into the larger trend of wearable technology?
That's a really great question. As I mentioned earlier, I think that wearable technology is something that people are getting much, much more comfortable with, whether it's lightweight activity tracking devices like the Fitbit, something a little bit more invasive at this point, like Google Glass, or I should say noticeable. And I think that, you know, action cameras certainly fall into that category because people are wearing them on their body. But I still see them as something that's primarily a photographic device at this point. Not exactly the same maybe as something like, you know, a Fitbit or something that you're just going to strap onto your wrist and forget about.
I won one of these GoPro cameras when I was skiing a couple of years ago, and I won it in an arcade machine playing Stacker, and I have yet to use it. Even though it seems like a great idea, it seems like a lot more work maybe than it's worth. But we'll see. Maybe we'll check it out soon. Lauren Good at Recode, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.